Welcome to Access Utah. I'm Tom Williams, and today we're in Studio C. It's become a yearly tradition, thankfully. Brazilian music, some great bossa nova for the hour. That's what we have for you today, and there'll be a concert on the Utah State University campus, the USU Performance Hall. Evening in Brazil is the ensemble and title of the concert. We'll introduce the group following this opening selection. Here is Evening in Brazil. You're listening to Access Utah, and we're coming to you live from our performance studio, Studio C, with the ensemble Evening in Brazil. Thank you. We're going to have great bossa nova music, Brazilian music, for the hour today. Thankfully, this has become a yearly tradition. And the performance, Evening in Brazil, is on the USU campus, USU Performance Hall in Logan, Friday, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available and information at arts.usu.edu. That was wonderful. Maybe start with Christopher Neal here, who's a professor of engineering at Utah State University, native Brazilian. Tell us how this all got started a few years ago.
Yeah, good morning, Tom. Thanks for having us in again. This is great. This got started a few years ago when we invited the Lightwood Duo actually to come and play at the Christmas party at the College of Engineering, Civil Engineering and Irrigation Engineering at the time. And I had known Eric and Mike for many years, and we thought, oh, why don't we do a couple of bossa novas during that Christmas event? And so we practiced and played and enjoyed it, but decided that to go forward, we really needed a good female voice to real seal the deal. And meanwhile, the couple of years went by, and Mike went down to Brazil on a sabbatical, worked with a couple of well-known musicians down there, and came back. And one day we ran into each other, and he said, I think I found someone in the College of Arts, you know, in the Department of Music, a vocal student. I think she's from Brazil, a native, and that was Linda. And
her name was a giveaway, Linda.
Yeah, it was a giveaway. That's Brazilian.
Obviously, Brazilian name. Yes. So, Mike, you and we've talked about this before. You went on a sabbatical to Brazil.
I did. Went down there to lose my accent.
Yeah, musically speaking. Yes, but I imagine had an interest in this music before.
Oh yeah, always been very fond of bossa nova and samba and anything Brazilian. And truly, I did want to go down because I sounded like a lot of other North American guitarists, and I wanted to lose some of that accent. And sounds a little more like a carioca.
Which is a native of Rio, is that?
Yeah, yes.
Is that what a carioca is? We'll talk a little bit more about your experiences in Brazil. So, Linda, mm-hmm. the Mike, I guess, found you. You have Brazilian heritage.
Uh-huh. Right? My mother is from Brazil.
Yeah. Did you grow up singing this kind of music?
I've definitely listened to it. Mm-hmm. I never really had too much interest in singing. I had a lot of interest in singing, but I never really particularly focused on this until I got to school and met up with these guys and kind of reestablished my love for this kind of music. And it's been a lot of fun to sing, which is differently than what I'm being trained for at school. So it's a lot of fun to kind of get out of that.
So you're a vocal major, are you?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
What's the plan?
The plan is...
Sing bossa novas.
Sing bossa novas, dress not. No, I'd love to just sing anything. Maybe mm-hmm. even grad school. I'm looking, perhaps, probably. And I'd like to teach.
Yeah.
I'd like to have my own studio.
Imagine your mother's pleased that you're singing this.
She is. I think music. My dad is even more pleased because he's American, but he loves this music. So right. I think that's really where that love kind of stemmed from. But my mom is super happy about it, too.
Let's meet the rest of the group. We'll have a conversation to go along. Of course, the main purpose here is to hear some of this glorious music. Eric Nelson, have you had an interest in this music as you've gone along as well?
Oh, forever, yeah. Mm-hmm. Brazilian music has the three most important components of music: great melody, great rhythm, and great harmony. It's got it all.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really, really worth spending time with and so satisfying to play.
I should say Christopher O'Neill is on guitar and vocals, and Linda Ludford, obviously, on vocals. Mike Christiansen on guitar, Eric Nelson, saxophone, and Mike and Eric are Lightwood Duo.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we've heard their music for a long time. Let's turn to Jason Nicholson, percussion. Is this something that, I guess if you're a percussionist, you probably gravitate toward Latin American music?
Yeah. Yeah, Brazilian and African. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an important part of our drumming traditions.
Yeah,
a
excellent.
Lot of American music is influenced by it. So I naturally just gravitated to it, and it's fantastic drumming.
Wonderful. And bring in Marcus Santos, who's a guest performer.
All right.
Marcus, you're from the Bahia region?
I'm from Bahia, Brazil. Yeah, and I'd like to address what Mike was saying. So you should go to Bahia, brother, and get a Bahian accent.
Because
we have a little something, you know?
Yeah.
Like, where is samba from? Is samba from Rio? Is samba from Bahia? Yeah. But yes, the Bahia accent. We'll do it next time, you promise, right?
I'll be there.
Yeah, very good. Tell us where Bahia is.
Okay. So Bahia is in the northeast of the country. It's actually the first capital of Brazil. It's the capital of Bahia. It's okay. Salvador. So over 80% of the population is of African descent.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also known as Africa outside of Africa. And that relates to the culture, too. As when you go to Bahia, Chris has been there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you go to Bahia, you see in the streets people drumming, people dancing, the food is unique. So Bahia, we like to say that we have a culture of our own. You know?
Mm-hmm. Very good.
That doesn't sound right. It's a joke.
I took it seriously, but I'm glad you told me.
We're not Brazilian. Yeah. We're Baianos.
So Marcus, you went to Berklee School of Music.
Yeah, unfortunately, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
No, very good. Berklee was an awesome influence in the music that we're doing now. It's a drumming system called Grooversity.
Mm-hmm.
That we're trying to spread the love around the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having the honor of working with Dr. Jason's students, which are amazing. And you guys are going to see on the concert on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a little drumming surprise for y'all. And Berklee's been great because now we are taking, you know, this global approach that I studied in school and mixing up with the drumming tradition of my hometown, not Brazil, Bahia, and coming up with this Grooversity curriculum. Yeah.
Very good. We'll talk a little bit more about that. I should say that at the concert, it's Friday night, 7:30, USU Performance Hall, there'll be dancing, dancers in traditional clothing of Bahia. That'll be great. And then a capoeira dance group. Tell us what capoeira is.
Well, capoeira is a martial art dance, which was created in Brazil, in Bahia, in Salvador, in Bahia region.
You see, I told you.
Bahia. Yeah.
It was practiced by the African slaves, and as it was practiced as a dance, but also a martial art. You know, you can make it into a martial art by actually hitting people with your feet as you do the movements. But there will be no hitting at the performance.
Very good.
Musicians will be ducking.
We'll make that promise.
But it's a very traditional thing in Bahia, and the berimbau is an instrument that accompanies and creates the beat so that the dancers twirl and go around. And, of course, there will be berimbaus on the show on Friday night. Both Don Kipe and Marcos and others will be playing the berimbau.
Very good. Let's hear some more music. I wonder if you could take us through a little history lesson, the development of bossa nova. It's an extension of samba, is it?
Extension of polka.
Extension of polka. maybe you could play us a little polka.
And then the African influence was syncopation, more of the...
And that's the samba?
That had that element there, and the samba... came first, and then what, the 50s?
Late 50s, early 60s.
They wanted, the people there wanted a style that was softer, not quite so harsh and accented as the samba, and so that gave birth to the bossa nova.
Hmm.
A lot of times we think that a samba is fast and a bossa nova is slow, but there it's more of a feel, and it has more to do with the accent. You can actually have a little faster bossa nova and a little slower samba, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So polka to samba to bossa nova.
Well, yeah.
We
skipped
rough.
A couple of machines and a few other things in there, but that's good.
And then bossa nova has swept the world. I mean, everybody knows the song that we opened the program with, for example.
Yeah.
And that is...
The Girl from Ipanema.
Yeah.
One of the most played songs in the world, actually, along with Yesterday by Paul McCartney.
Mm-hmm.
It's up there.
Yeah.
Very well known and recorded by many, many different people.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hear some more music. Maybe you could give us a couple of songs here.
Well, we'll play a song called Take Me to Rwanda.
Mm-hmm.
Evening in Brazil is with us for the hour. You're listening to Access Utah. I'm Tom Williams. This is a treat, thankfully, we have every year prior to the concert. And the concert's coming up on the USU campus. It's the USU Performance Hall, 7:30 on Friday. More information at arts.usu.edu. And bossa nova music, Brazilian music. They'll be dancing there, capoeira performers as well. And we're enjoying the music on Access Utah today. The performers are Christopher Neal, who's in the engineering department on guitar and vocals, Linda Linford, who's in the music department, vocals, Mike Christiansen, music department guitar, Marcus Santos, who is a guest percussionist, Eric Nielsen, also in the music department on saxophone, and Jason Nicholson, in the music department on percussion as well. That is Evening in Brazil, and we're glad to have them in studio with us. Somebody tell me a little bit about that last piece that we heard.
That would be you, Christopher.
Aruando is a tune composed by Carlos Lira, who was one of the main names in the movement of bossa nova in the early 60s. And Aruanda is this spiritual location, nirvana perhaps, that is a tradition in the Candomblé religion, which is an African religion that was that is still practiced in Salvador and in Bahia. Mm. So Aruanda is this beautiful, spiritual, peaceful place. Mm-hmm.
And Marcus Santos, has it, bossa nova, has it developed differently in different areas of Brazil?
Oh, amigo, I would guess not, but it's a guess. Mm-hmm. The work, because Brazil is such a rich country, and there's so many different music styles, and I really focus on the tradition of the blocos afro and the drumming of my hometown and the African influence in Brazilian music. Mm-hmm. So, and bossa nova is a little more elaborate and in a different, it's a total different world and a different branch out of the music with the influence of jazz, and I love it. Mm-hmm. But on a gut feeling, I would say bossa nova is bossa nova, and all over the country. People are mixing up, though, with when we played the first song, Girl from Ipanema, people are mixing up with drum and bass beats, you know? So it's coming, this new styles, per se, using bossa nova, but, you know, really just mixing up different music styles. Mm-hmm. And then you heard on the bridge where I was trying to play a little bit of drum and bass here and there. But yes, bossa nova is bossa nova all over the world.
I wonder if you and Jason perhaps could give some solo rhythms. This is something I'm just throwing a curveball at.
Maybe
just we'll do this briefly and get back to the full ensemble. But I'm interested in some of the rhythms that you're interested in.
Cool.
Wonderful, wonderful. Is that have a name, or you guys are just riffing?
We call Morning in Utah.
Morning in Utah. Wonderful. Wonderful.
It's too fast for me.
Yeah, we're fast-paced in Utah, apparently. So, Jason, tell me about this. This is a snare drum? What are you playing?
This is just a traditional mm-hmm. Western drum set snare drum.
Yeah, wonderful.
I'm using brushes and sticks with kind of a Western interpretation of Brazilian rhythms.
Excellent. Yeah. And Marcus, what are you playing there?
Oh, I'm playing a West African instrument, actually, called djembe. And it was incorporated also in the culture of Bahia. And we actually used the same technique to play a Bahia drum called timbal. Mm. And when we were playing the famous song Morning Utah, we started with samba reggae. So Jason called in samba reggae beat, and then we were jamming a little bit. Then we went into a 6/8 pattern, traditional, mostly on candomblé rhythms. And then after that, we mixed a little bit with some funk beats, because, you know, Brazilians love American rhythms too. Mm. And then we finished up with Brazil's national trademark, samba enredo.
Very, very good. Very good. That was excellent. Let's hear another piece of music, then we'll take a break and come back. Somebody set this up for me. So this is, tell me again what this is called.
Yeah, this is Corcovado, piece by Jobim.
All right. Tell me, Jobim, I think most people are familiar. He's the author of Girl from Ipanema, right?
Many other famous songs, along with many people he worked with, like Vinicius de Moraes, who composed a lot of the words to his songs. He worked with many, many people, Newton Mendonça. So Jobim is one of the references of the Brazilian bossa nova movement.
Very good. Let's hear this piece.
Quiet nights of quiet stars, quiet chords from my guitar, floating on the silence that surrounds us. Quiet thoughts and quiet dreams, quiet walks by quiet streams, and a window looking on the mountains and the sea. How lovely. Thank you. lost and lonely, believing life was only a bitter, tragic joke, have found with you.
Evening in Brazil is the ensemble. They are in our Studio C, our performance studio, and we're enjoying some great bossa nova Brazilian music. Today, the ensemble is Christopher Neal on guitar and vocals, Linda Lindford vocals, Mike Christiansen guitar, Marcus Santos percussion, guest percussionist here, Eric Nielsen saxophone, and Jason Nicholson on percussion. That was a tune of Antonio Carlos Jobim. Tell me again the title.
Corcovado.
Very wonderful. It seems that the bossa nova, at least the ones that we hear a lot, have a tinge of melancholy. Is that? But it seems it's one of those things that's joyful melancholy. It's kind of like the blues. You feel good, even though it seems like it's a melancholy.
Sitting on a beach with a drink with an umbrella in it.
Yeah.
It is melancholy, though.
Yeah, I don't know if that does that run through. A lot of bossa nova?
Well, I think one of the characteristics of the bossa nova movement was that, previously a lot of the songs of Brazilian music talked about love and whatever. Bossa nova not only extended the love and the theme, but it brought nature and brought other themes into the words of the songs, and it just changed sort of the dialogue and what was acceptable as words in Brazilian music. Of course, nowadays everything goes, right?
Yeah. Well, there much more. The concert, by the way, is Friday night, 7:30, USU Performance Hall. Evening in Brazil, we'll perform. We'll have dancing, and there'll be capoeira as well, which was described as a dance
martial
plus martial arts.
From Bahia, the Humble Roots capoeira group from Ogden.
Okay.
Are coming up to join us that evening. We're happy to have them. And the Baianas of Logan, which is a local dance group of ladies that dress up in the traditional costume clothes from Bahia will be performing as well.
Well, we're going to take a brief break. When we come back, much more music with Evening in Brazil here on Access Utah.
On the next Putumayo World Music Hour, we'll bounce up and down to the buoyant beat of ska, from its home in Jamaica to Greece, Italy, Sweden, and Mexico.
Cuando yo te di mi corazón, le pusiste prisión. Cuando yo te di mi corazón.
I'm Rosalie Howarth. Join us for World Ska, the next Putumayo World Music Hour.
Friday night at 11 on Utah Public Radio.
Support for Access Utah comes from Crum Brothers Artisan Bread at 300 South and 300 West in Logan, now open Monday through Saturday until 2, offering a changing menu of a specialty salad, French breakfast pastries with local seasonal fruits, and lunch sandwiches.
You're listening to Access Utah. I'm Tom Williams, and we're taking a break from the usual book interviews and politics and such for some music. And with us for the hour is Evening in Brazil. It's an ensemble that does Brazilian music, bossa nova. And they'll be performing their annual concert on Friday, 7:30 in the evening at the USU Performance Hall on the campus of Utah State University. That is at 7:30, as I mentioned. And tickets and information at arts.usu.edu. There'll be a dance group and a capoeira group and a lot else happening. Christopher Neal, tell us a little bit more about what'll be happening on Friday night.
Well, we also, it's an eight piece ensemble with Marco Santos as a guest percussionist. We also have coming up from Ogden is Don Kipe, who's professor of percussion at Weber State University, and he's been with the ensemble from the onset, and also Lars Jorgensen, who's a professional bass player, will be joining us as well on Friday. And so the program will be a mixture of bossa nova, samba, different styles, different speeds. And in the second part of the program, we'll dedicate the half, last part to the state of Bahia, which is where Marcos is from.
And it's a country of its own.
Kind of like Texas and Brazil.
Texas would be a good analogy, I suppose. And the evening has some sponsors, I imagine.
Yes, the Kane College of the Arts, naturally, the Department of Music and the percussion, the percussion section and the guitar program as well in the college. As well as the Capoeira group is coming, and they're helping out in the Baianas, right? And of course, this radio station has always been very nice to us and invited us into this program.
Well, we appreciate it. It's become a yearly tradition, which I hope we can continue every March.
Can we mention just
yes? Go ahead.
Latin percussion. Sabian and Vic Firth were really instrumental in helping fund Marcus's trip here. So that won't
very good.
Awesome.
Very good.
Right, and as well as the Utah State University Diversity Council,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who provided a grant to help bring Marcus here to start the Afro-Brazilian percussion group of Northern Utah.
Experience.
Well, I want to learn more about that. Let's hear another piece of music before we talk about that. What are we going to hear?
Well, we're going to hear a piece called El Sambo Mesmo. It's a samba, and it means I really samba.
Quem sambe muito bem, há quem sambe por gostar, há quem sambe por ver os outros sambar. Mas eu não sambo para copiar ninguém, eu sambo mesmo com vontade de sambar. Porque no samba eu sinto o corpo remexer, e só no samba que sinto prazer. Há quem sambe muito bem, há quem sambe por gostar, há quem sambe por ver os outros sambar. Mas eu não sambo para copiar ninguém, eu sambo mesmo com vontade de sambar. Porque no samba eu sinto o corpo remexer, e só no samba que sinto prazer, é só no samba que sinto prazer. Ah, quem não gosta do samba não dá valor, não sabe compreender que o samba é quente, humilhoso e polissoso, mexe com a gente, dá vontade de viver. A minoria diz que não gosta, mas gosta, e sofre muito quando vem alguém sambar. Mas força se domina, finge não estar. Tomadinho pelo samba, louco pra sambar. Tomadinho pelo samba, louco pra sambar. Há quem sambe muito bem, há quem sambe por gostar, há quem sambe por ver os outros sambar. Mas eu não sambo para copiar ninguém, eu sambo mesmo com vontade de sambar. Porque no samba eu sinto o corpo remexer, e só no samba que sinto prazer, é só no samba que sinto prazer. Ah, quem não gosta do samba não dá valor, não sabe compreender que o samba é quente, luminoso e buliçoso, mexe com a gente, dá vontade de viver. A minoria diz que não gosta, mas gosta, e sofre muito quando vem alguém sambar. Mas força se domina, finge não estar. Tomadinho pelo samba, louco pra sambar. Tomadinho pelo samba, louco pra sambar. Sabe compreender que o samba quente, homens e buliçoso. Mexe com a gente, dá vontade de viver. A minoria diz que não gosta, mas gosta. E sofre muito quando vem alguém sambar. Mas força se domina, finge não estar. Tomadinho pelo samba, louco pra sambar. Tomadinho pelo samba, louco pra sambar. Tomadinho pelo samba, louco pra sambar. Ah, é o samba mesmo. É o samba assim. É o samba mesmo. É o samba assim. É o samba mesmo. É o samba assim.
Eu sambo mesmo, which are we really samba? I guess
that's really, really right.
Very good. So that's a song about samba.
It is.
Yeah.
It is a song about samba, and we did. It is a samba rhythm.
Yeah, yeah, that's wonderful. That's the ensemble Evening in Brazil, and the concert is 7:30 Friday night at the USU Performance Hall. Information at arts.usu.edu. And the ensemble is Christopher Neal on guitar and vocals, Linda Linford on vocals, Mike Christiansen guitar, Marcus Santos percussion, Eric Nielsen saxophone, Jason Nicholson percussion. That's who we have in studio, and there are others who will be performing with you on Friday night.
And Don Kipe, also percussion, and Lars Jorgensen on bass.
And this is our fourth year that we've done this, and Don and Lars have played with us every year.
Yeah, wonderful. It is a wonderful evening. I encourage people to go if they can in the Logan area. I want to talk Marcus Santos about your the project. You go around doing these kinds of projects, don't you? What do you be doing here in Northern Utah?
Yeah, I'm psyched, actually. Thank you, Christopher. Thank you, Dr. Jason, for the invitation. The students are amazing. We're just starting this drumming group here, and it's based on a original drumming curriculum that covers actually the National Standards for Music Education called Grooversity. Say after me, please, Grooversity!
Yeah. Grooversity!
And it's Grooversity because it promotes also diversity. So we use the tradition of my hometown in Salvador, the drumming tradition, and then we mix with different music styles from different countries. So we're going to be playing some funk beats also, you know, borrowing ideas from marching bands and the American music style of funk, yeah? Mm-hmm. So we're very psyched. It's a drum line, Brazilian style, batucada. Mm-hmm. And usually the different groups in the nation, now we're in 9 cities actually, in 7 different states, all the way from Los Angeles in California up to Boston, Massachusetts. And every group is somehow linked to a social program too. So just like how they do back home. For example, my group in Boston actually is making sure that immigrant kids are staying in school. So to be part of my drumming group, they have to have good grades. They have to stay in school, yeah? And we had to decide what we're going to link the Utah drumming ensemble to what positive social program we're going to link it to, you know?
Yeah. And you don't have to have good grades to stay in college. Stay in college if you want to be in the drum.
But that's a very good point because it's also open to the community. We hope to engage. The Grooversity curriculum is very inclusive. There are parts for people that never played before, and no worries. I saw Jason teaching yesterday. He's an amazing teacher. And there are parts for people that never played and for professional players with more experience too, you know? Mm.
I wonder if I could prevail upon a 2 percussionists to play us another brief, another brief riff. Evening in Utah, maybe.
cool. All right.
Just give us a little something. This is Marcus Santos and Jason Nicholson. Thank you. That's Marcus Nash, Marcus Santos, and Jason Nicholson with some percussion. Tell me what you were playing there.
The last little bit of drumming was a famous, what is that? Is that Smoke,
Smoke on the Water?
Okay. Yeah. I thought I might have recognized that. All right. Very good.
Just improvising with some funk and even like a kind of old 12A gospel kind of feel.
Oh, excellent. Showing the versatility of percussion.
But then what's cool about it is that we're mixing different styles. Like Jason is playing a snare drum. And I'm playing the Brazilian pandeiro, you know? Mm-hmm. So we're incorporating global music with different ethnic approaches, I guess.
Oh, wonderful. That's the kind of thing music can do, going back and forth across borders. Let's hear some more bossa nova is what you're going to give us next?
Yes, we're going to play a bossa nova tune called Desafinado, which means out of tune. And I'll do my best to be out of tune at the intro.
Você dizer que eu desafino, amor. Saiba que sem mim provoca imensa dor. Sou privilegiado, tenho ouvido igual o seu. Eu posso apenas o que Deus me deu. Se você insiste em classificar meu comportamento. Que Aqui no peito dos desafinados, no fundo do peito bate calado. Aqui no peito dos desafinados também bate um coração. Bate um coração.
Some members of Evening in Brazil are with us in Studio C. We're enjoying some great bossa nova and samba Brazilian music on Access Utah today. That tune called Desafinado, out of tune?
Slightly out of tune.
Slightly out of tune.
Yes.
I venture to guess that the words are, that's kind of a theme.
The words, the theme is the words, and the verse at the beginning talks about, you always tell me that I sing out of tune. You're so beautiful, but you don't. You can also make a mistake on your opinion. Mm. That's sort of the gist of it.
Very good. I wanted to ask if any of you want to respond. Maybe start with Linda with this. You sing many different styles, I imagine, mm-hmm. in the vocal program.
Mm-hmm.
What's the particular satisfaction you get from singing this music?
Oh my gosh.
You get to hang out with these. Cool
I get
people.
To hang out with these cool guys. It's just, it makes you feel different, you know? Mm. I don't know. I feel like I can let loose a little bit more mm-hmm. in this kind of an environment. And
no.
I don't beat myself up when I make a mistake. And it really is. It's just kind of more of a hanging out, relaxed feel. And I love that.
Mm.
But then I love the drama that I get from singing, you know, in the operas across
right.
the street at campus. So,
Mike Christiansen, you took a sabbatical, went to Brazil to lose your accent. You play a lot of different styles.
Too far south.
There we go. you play a lot of different styles of music. What do you get from bossa nova, this kind of music?
Oh, similar to what Linda said. I mean, able to hang with these players, and it's. It's closely related, and Marcus was referring to this a little bit too. It's closely related to a lot of other styles, and it's fun as a guitarist. If you play some other styles, it's fun to incorporate some of that and some of that influence in this style.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very satisfying to play as a guitarist because, I mean, the chords are fairly complex, the harmony's complex, the rhythms are more complex than some of what we're used to playing, and it's a challenge, but at the same time it's very rewarding. And when it all comes together as an ensemble, it's a style that's fun to play just solo guitar, but it's when you mix it with everyone else, and it's even more satisfying.
We'll let's put some more music in. We're running out of time, but about less than 5 minutes left in the program. I want to get some more music in. What are we going to hear next?
We're going to hear a tune called Saldanço Samba. I only dance samba would be the translation, but the English version is called the Jazz and Samba.
Hmm. Here's members of Evening in Brazil. Oh,
danço samba, vai, 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 vai. Só danço samba, só danço samba, vai. Só danço samba, só danço samba, vai, 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 vai. Só danço samba, só danço samba, vai. Já dancei o twist até demais, mas não sei, me cansei do calypso, tchá, tchá, tchá. Só danço samba, só danço samba, vai, 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 vai. Só danço samba, vai. Só danço samba, só danço samba, vai. Só danço samba, só danço samba, vai.
Wonderful. We're near the end of the program. We've been hearing from members of Evening in Brazil, an ensemble that performs Brazilian music. The concert is Friday night, 7:30, USU Performance Hall. Information at arts.usu.edu. Christopher Neal, quickly tell us other things will be happening.
Yes, there will be Humble Root Capoeira coming up from Ogden to perform. The Baianos of Logan, a dance group dressed in a typical style. The newly formed Afro-Brazilian percussion group that Marco is here to work with Jason on. And I might want to add, for those listeners who are far south, we will be playing as well on Saturday at the Gallivan Center in Salt Lake City.
Very good.
For those who can't make it to Logan, maybe they can make it to Salt Lake City.
Friday night in Logan, Saturday night at the Gallivan Center in Salt Lake City. Well, it's been a pleasure. Christopher Neal, Linda Linford, Mike Christiansen, Marcus Santos, Eric Nielsen, Jason Nicholson, members of Evening in Brazil. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
And thanks for listening to Access Utah.
Access Utah is a production of Utah Public Radio. You can listen to this episode or previous episodes of Access Utah anytime at upr.org, where you can find a link to subscribe to our podcast. This is Utah Public Radio, KUSR HD1, 89.5 Logan, KUSK HD1, 88.5 Vernal, KUSL HD1, 89.3 Richfield, KUST HD1, 88.7 Moab, and KUSU FM HD1, 91.5 Logan.